father and mother shared the gospel with me, took me to church. As a young boy, was very convicted of my sin, was painfully aware of my sin. My father would read Bible stories to me at night in my bedroom and shared the gospel of Christ with me. And it was very good news to me because I knew I deserved God's punishment. He explained how Christ took my punishment for me at the cross. And if I would commit my life to Christ, that I would have the forgiveness of my sin. So as a young boy, I became a believer in Christ. I think it was real. I think many times with children, they say a prayer and it's not always real. But I think in my case, it probably was. I never really got in trouble, never really strayed or brought any shame to my family. I walked a pretty straight road by God's grace. So I was called into the ministry. There was just in my heart a desire to tell others about Christ. And through various set of circumstances out of my control, but it was the good favor of the Lord, I began preaching when I was 18 years old. Much too young. I shouldn't have been allowed, but I was. And because I played football, doors opened for me and people wanted me to speak. And I began to preach, and God's hand was upon it for good. And I started a ministry for people who were like 16, 17, 18 years old. And I began to teach the Bible to them several times a week, and God began to save people. And there was a war going on inside of me. I wanted still to be someone in the world. I went to law school to become a lawyer. I was a finance major and became a banker. And I worked for several powerful politicians in America. And yet in my heart, God would not let go and kept pulling me. And I'm so grateful that he did. And I had to die to desires in the world. It was just a fire in my bones that was just growing stronger and stronger. I grew up in a liberal church that did not preach the Bible. And it wasn't until I was 20 years old did I really ever hear someone preach the Bible and move through a passage of scripture. And once I saw someone doing what was in my heart to want to do, everything clicked. It was like lights were turned on inside of my mind, and it was like, that's what's in my heart to do. So I just packed up everything and went to seminary. I hadn't even applied. I just went. And you're going to have to accept me because I'm here. And I had no money. Everything I owned was in the back seat of a little small Volkswagen car. And I went not to get a diploma. I needed to be taught the Bible because I didn't know very much about the Bible. They gave me a diploma, but I went for the education. And so that's really in the midst of sitting under this strong Bible preaching is when God really broke through in my heart, and his call upon me to preach was so strong that I could not help but preach. Paul said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9:16, and that's what was going on inside of my heart. So I'm very thankful for it, and I have been preaching nonstop ever since.